Hello folks, good to have you joining us today. We welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. We're down on the farm today, and you'll notice these old farm buildings in the background, these old sheds, and the roof panels on them are made from a material known as asbestos. Asbestos was a very popular building material in the latter part of the 20th century, from the late 1950s, 1960s, 70s, 80s, right up until the early 1990s, whenever there was a drive made to stop using asbestos and to remove it as much as possible and to dispose of it. Because asbestos fibres are very dangerous. If they're inhaled into the human system, they can become embedded in the lungs, cause breathing difficulties and an ailment known as asbestosis, which many people sadly in time lost their lives from. But asbestos was a very effective building material. It's known because it's flame retardant, heat resistant, corrosion resistant. It's long lasting, it's hard wearing, it doesn't need any type of maintenance or painting or anything like that. And it was known primarily for being flame retardant or heat resistant, asbestos. And I'm sure we've all come across it in our lifetime. But you know that word asbestos is in fact a Greek word. And it's found in our New Testament. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry was going from village to village and town to town preaching, he often spoke about the dangers of dying in your sins. And we have verses like Mark's Gospel, chapter 9 and verse number 43. Listen to what the Saviour said. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. For it is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And those words that are found there at the end of that verse, never can be quenched, or as it's translated other times in our New Testament Bible, unquenchable, come from the Greek word asbestos. Asbestos was known for being heat resistant and a material that was able to withstand the flames. Unquenchable, unquenched. And the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, used that word asbestos to describe the final destiny of those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Saviour. He spoke so often about the solemn subject of hell, and he used that word asbestos to describe the fires of hell, the flames or the fire that never shall be quenched. Unquenchable fire. I challenge you to read your New Testament scriptures, the Gospel of Matthew especially, and also the Gospel of Mark. It's also in Luke's Gospel as well. But so often the Son of God spoke about the fire that never shall be quenched. Asbestos fire. Unquenchable fire. And asbestos today is known as being a very dangerous material. And it's a very dangerous thing, dear friend, to live and to die without the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8, the Son of God challenged the religious people of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees, about dying in their sins. And in the book of the Revelation, we read about death and hell being cast into the lake of fire. And that's a solemn, solemn subject. General William Booth once said that rather than sending his cadets to Bible college for a couple of years, he would rather send them to hell for 5 minutes, so that they could see what it is for a soul to be lost. Some of you today are listening, watching in, and you maybe have done that for a number of years now since these little devotional messages first commenced about 3 years ago, and you're still not saved. You're still in the broad road that leads to destruction. Maybe some of you come from a farming or a building background, and you're well aware of the material known as asbestos. But as you think about that word asbestos, I remind you today that it's a word that the Saviour himself used to describe a lost eternity. The fire that never shall be quenched. Unquenchable fire, asbestos fire. Is that your final destiny? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are your sins forgiven? Are you on the narrow way that leads to heaven and leads to home? John the Baptist spoke to the people of his day and generation and said, flee from the wrath to come, and behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He said, repent and believe. And that's my message for you today. It's the message that John the Baptist preached. It's the message that Jesus Christ preached. It's the message that the apostles preached, Peter and John and Paul and the rest of them. Repent, turn from your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Because the Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, spoke about the possibility of dying in your sins and going out into a lost eternity and facing unquenchable or asbestos fire. May God challenge your heart today. May God encourage you. May you come to Christ. Thank you for listening. Share this with your friends and family and use it as a little tool just to witness to the lost. But if you're not a Christian, why not today come and put your faith and trust in the only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you today and encourage your heart. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.